Reviewing comedy is one of the hardest things a critic gets to do. Describing a comedic moment is like trying to catch smoke in your bare hands. It usually slips right through your fingers, and you are often left with something like, well, you had to be there, to sum up the event. So while I will endeavor to succinctly relate my opinion of Barksdale Willow Lawn's new production of Lend Me a Tenor, I'll tell you now, you should be there to see it for yourself. Many academics turn up their noses to the thought of farce. That most lowbrow, slapstick, mistaken identity, door-slamming convoluted of plays. I've dealt with that for years, but farce is much more, and its descendants can be seen today on stage, screen, and television. To sum up the play would not do it justice, and might possibly ruin it for you, so I'll skimp on the details. Suffice to say, the play revolves around the Cleveland Opera Company, who have imported the world's greatest tenor for his debut performance in the United States. Through a series of comic mishaps and mistaken identities, the famous tenor is out, and a new one must be secured for the evening. Nick Chiavarelli is Max, the company's all-around right-hand man. Chiavarelli starts out as a true nebbish, timid in his dealings with his boss, played with over-the-top delight by Frank Creasy. Together, the two concoct a scheme that no two sane men would ever hatch, and that's the beauty of the show. Joe Papp's Tito Caravelli, the world's greatest tenor, chews up the stage unashamedly, and in doing so creates much of the comedy. Papp's is larger than life, with an appetite for wine, women, and song, just not in that order. Little Allie Weppolo was the ingenue Maggie, Creasy's daughter, the girlfriend of Max, and the would-be paramour of Tito. Makes sense, right? Don't worry, it'll get even more complicated. Supporting characters that really stand out include Jan Guarino as the dowager head of the Opera Society. It's a role that Margaret Dumont would have relished, and Guarino channels the society matron with aplomb. Nicole Oberleitner as Diana, the soprano with a reputation. Her series with Tito that leads to a case of mistaken identity is hysterical. Susan Sanford is Tito's wife Maria, who argues, cajoles, loves, and fights with him at the drop of a hat. This is Sanford's second role in a farce, and once again she strikes that right balance between seriousness and hilarity. Christopher Stewart is an opera-loving bellhop who serves the role of adding to the confusion while adoring Tito. Brian Barker's set is good, the requisite number of doors to slam, and almost everything has a good view, with one notable exception. The bed is blocked for a good part of the house. Lynn Hartman's lights are okay, but nothing too difficult, and Sue Griffin's costumes, especially her Othello costumes, are delightful. As an actor, tenors director Scott Wichman has impeccable comedic timing that doesn't always translate into being able to convey that pace to his actors, but in this case, it all works out. Lend Me a Tenor is a fun evening, but if you're looking for highbrow, snooty laughs, keep on looking. Just big belly laughs here tonight. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.